Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Matt Tate, who covers KU for R1S1Sports.com. Something tells me that we're not going to have too many more conversations, at least about this KU basketball team, with Matt Tate, not with the team that I've been watching. Matt, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm doing well, man. I think you might be right, but you can call me to talk about anything else you want. I'm always in.
No, you know what, Matt? We love to have you on the show. I've been to 4 KU basketball games this season. They have won one of those games. I've seen them at various stages. I saw them lose to Missouri. I saw them lose to Texas Tech a couple of weeks ago at Allen Fieldhouse. I saw them lose to Arizona yesterday. I saw them lose in the old season, plus this new one they've been talking about.
You pick some good games, though. I mean, at least, you know, you don't go watch them play UNC Wilmington or anything like that, which makes sense. I'd expect you to be at the big events, man. So, this is an interesting time, right, for this team. I think, CDOT, what's most interesting to me is even 3 days ago, before they played UCF in their opening Big 12 tournament game, I was talking to people inside the program, around the program, around the media, families, whatever, right? All kinds of different people that are kind of associated with this. And almost everybody I talked to had the same sense that they were turning a corner and there was something brewing and it was starting to feel like there might be a little something special on the horizon. That vibe, I think, largely gone now, because not only did they lose yesterday, but they didn't play great against UCF, and you know, obviously barely got by that one. So now, you know, it's the old standard for this season. They're sitting there and they're doing it again. Regroup and let's see if we can get it going moving forward. The problem for Kansas is the moving forward is one and done now. I mean, if you don't figure it out now, there is no more time. There is no next time to regroup. So, you know, we were in the locker room yesterday after the game talking to these guys. They say the right things. You know, they're spinning into the rest is going to be a good thing for them. They'll get their minds right. They'll get their bodies right. And I do think that, you know, crazier things have happened. I mean, it's certainly possible that they could figure out a way to win a game or two or three even. But if you look at this team on the whole and the season on the whole and you're expecting that to happen, then I think you're a little bit delusional, because they haven't shown that to us all year, and at least since the 8-0 start or whatever they started. So, you know, you almost feel for them, because I don't know what these guys can do. They have to sit in that locker room and say, you know, this is the time that matters. We believe in ourselves. We can make a run. They have to say all that stuff. But, you know, talk is cheap. That's the old adage. And they've got to show up and figure out a way to do it and do it back to back to back and do it consistently. And right now it's just so hard to picture them doing that.
Yeah. And I guess at least for me, Matt, I'm curious to get your thoughts on where do you think there has been the biggest disconnect? Because obviously this has not been the traditional KU year at home where they go undefeated. They lost three times. But since this team beat Duke on a neutral site, their wins away from Allen Fieldhouse are UCF twice, Colorado, TCU, and Cincinnati. They're about to play a team here, whether it's on Thursday or Friday, that is far better than any of those teams. Where do you think there has been that disconnect when this team is away from Allen Fieldhouse that they just haven't been able to hit their ceiling?
Yeah, I think it still comes down to the thing that's been a problem all year. Hunter Dickinson's a nice player, especially when he has it going. I mean, he has limitations. Nobody will deny that, but he can get numbers. And KJ Adams can play his role very well. DeJuan Harris can do what a point guard does. You know, what do you have against Arizona at home? 9 assists, 1 turnover. I mean, and maybe 15 points or something. I mean, like, he can play his role very well, but they don't have that dude. They don't have Jalen Wilson. They don't have Ochai. They don't have Devontae Graham, Frank Mason, Sharon Collins. They don't have the one guy that they can just give the ball to and say, go get it for us, whatever it is. Sometimes it's a bucket to win a game. Sometimes it's an attitude. Sometimes it's a stop. Sometimes it's, you know, a million different things, but it's always a mindset, and they're missing that. And that's not a knock on any of these guys because, you know, so much of that is – Sharon was born with that. You know, Jalen Wilson was born with that. They did develop it a little bit more as they, you know, played through their careers and matured and went through the battles in the Big 12 and the wins and the losses and all the wisdom you gain from both of those. So it did improve and progress, and they matured into it a little bit. But a lot of that is something you're born with, and it's the old, you know, you either have it or you don't. And I just don't think they have a guy on this roster that has that. And so, you know, the hope obviously was that maybe that would be AJ Storr when they brought him in. It hasn't been. And with that said, he scored 19 on Wednesday night. And if he didn't have 10 or 19, then they would have lost that game. So just a weird, you know, season of pieces not quite fitting. And you know when you do a puzzle and you're looking for that last piece and you can't find it, that's what this team feels like to me. It's like, I know it's here. Last time I did this puzzle with my kids, we had all the pieces. Where is that one? And it's just missing. And you find it 2 weeks later under the rug or something. And then the next thing you know, oh, okay, well, we don't need it now, right? Like, it's just been that kind of year where. I don't think it's been an effort thing. I don't think it's been that they don't care. I know the fans are killing them for all of that stuff. I do think they care, and I do think they've tried hard. I just don't think, you know, that the team has all the pieces you need, and they've been trying to mask that, and it just isn't possible. When you play good teams.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They find a way to expose that.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Tate with R1S1Sports.com covering the Kansas Jayhawks. Now that they're, I guess, this portion of the season is over, we all are waiting for Selection Sunday to see where their seed's going to be, where they're going to be headed. What seed do you think KU's going to be announced as on Sunday?
I think they're a seven. And I think they're a fortunate seven because, you know, those wins that they got early against Duke, Michigan State, North Carolina, those are carrying them a little bit right now. That North Carolina win doesn't look great at all because they're in jeopardy of missing the tournament themselves. But what's funny is that's the pretty good case study right there when you look at those two programs, because they have, if not the exact same record, then within a game of the same record. And I think, does Carolina play Duke tonight? Is that right?
Yep, they do.
Yeah, so I think the vibe around, you know, bracketologists and the whole, you know, the whole prognostication of this thing is, I think a lot of people think Carolina has to win that game to get into the tournament. And that shows you how valuable that KU's wins are, because they have darn near the same record. And if KU didn't have those early wins, they'd be sitting there with that record. And maybe that would have been what yesterday was about for Kansas. So they're on that razor's edge of you know, being very comfortably in and then being what Carolina is. And luckily for Kansas, they did get those wins. And so they've been considered for the last couple months a lock. It's never really been questioned. But having said that, I mean, I think they're a seven. I think the game yesterday, you know, if Arizona wins tonight and plays well in the title game or wins the title, they could probably bump their seed up a little bit. But if they lose tonight, I think yesterday's game was basically a 6-7 game. I think Arizona won, they're going to be a 6 now, unless they win tonight. If KU had won yesterday and lost tonight, I think KU would be a 6. So that's what that game felt like going into it. And so I think they're a 7. And, you know, I think that's probably about right. But that also means they're going to be playing a 10, and a 10 is a top 40 basketball team. And if you look at the AP poll, I don't remember exactly how many spots you had to go down from 25 to get to KU receiving votes, but it was pretty far down there. I think they only got 3 votes. So they're barely a top 40 team themselves, at least in the polls. So, you know, you're talking about a 7-10 first round game against probably a Power 5 type of opponent like an Oklahoma or something. I mean, that's probably pretty close to a coin flip game. So it's going to be uncharted territory for KU fans, especially, and it's going to be interesting. But you know, you just never know what March is going to bring, and maybe these guys will be more up for an Oklahoma or an Indiana or an Arkansas if that's who they draw than they would be for a mid-major or a Samford like last year. You know, you just don't know. So it's going to be really interesting. I think people will still be paying attention, but I think most of the KU fans on Sunday will probably be watching the selection show sort of with one eye. They'll like have the volume way down and they'll have that other eye closed, but they'll still be looking just enough to kind of, you know, you can't quit this team. You can't quit this program. It's so many people's lives at this time of year, the KU fan base. So they'll pay attention, but they're not going to get too excited, I don't think.
Matt, last thing here, and we appreciate your time. I just want to point out how crazy it is that they have been having Big 12 tournaments since 1997. Not the Big 8. They've been having Big 12 tournaments since 97. This is the first time that KU, K-State, or Iowa State, that neither one of those three teams have at least made it to the semifinal. So it is going to be a very different look downtown tonight without having those three local schools still alive.
It is, man. And I think I heard a stat last night that this is the first time in the Big 12 tournament history that KU went back-to-back years without making a semifinal. So, yeah, it's a different time right now. And you know, they could have won that game. It was a one-point game with 5 minutes to go. And what cost them against Arizona last night was the same thing that's been costing them most of the year, and that's executing down the stretch. So, couple of turnovers, couple of missed shots. Next thing you know, you're down 7 and it's under 3 minutes. And you know, that just ends up being too big of a hole. So, they're just the weirdest team. I wrote this a while ago, maybe last week or the week before, but the way that I've best summed them up is they're just good enough to be not quite good enough. And I think that's perfectly said if you can get your head around it. I think it's who they are. Like they have moments where they look good and they have good pieces, but they just aren't quite good enough to get past that list of teams that you talked about as their only road wins. Like, they didn't go to Iowa State and win. They didn't go to Baylor and win. They didn't go to Houston and win. They lost to a lot of those teams at home too. They're just all season long. It's execution. It's little things. It's little mistakes here and mistakes there that have kept them from getting over that hump. And again, that's what makes it really hard to expect it to change in the next week or 2 weeks. If it does, you know, if they get a favorable draw and they're locked in and they win a game or two, you know, house money from that point on, and you never know what can happen then, especially with what could happen with any bracket any year. It could open up. But again, I think people are probably holding their breath and hoping for the best and not really expecting a big run. And if they get one, then, you know, that'll be gravy. But it's definitely not something that I feel like many people over here are thinking is coming.
That is our guy, Matt Tate, joining us on the show today. He covers the Jayhawks. He is with R1S1Sports.com. Be sure to check it out. He's one of the best when it comes to covering Kansas sports and especially Kansas basketball. Matt, great stuff, man. I appreciate your time.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the weekend games. And yeah, we'll talk to you sometime soon, anytime.
Absolutely. That is Matt Tate joining us on the show today. Always appreciate his time.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.